Okay, today's daf is daf hey. We're going to pick it up from eight lines down on daf hey of an aleph. The Gemara is trying to find the explanation for the fact that our Mishnah says you can have an akira from someone's hand and a hanacha in someone's hand. The problem is a person's hand is not four tefachim by four tefachim. So how do you understand that that works? So the Gemara presented a number of opinions. The Gemara keeps rejecting them. So we're up to eight lines on the bottom, from the top, excuse me, on Hamad Aleph. El Amar Rabbi Zeira, rather Rabbi Zeira says, Hamani, who is the author of our Mishnah? Acherim he. It's the opinion of Acherim. Desanya, we learned in a Braisa. Acherim Omrim, others say, if I'm standing in a Rishus HaRabim and I throw an object to my friend, Amad v'mekomo v'kibel chayev. So I'm throwing something to you. If you stand in your place stationary and you accept it, then I am chayev. Okar v'mekomo v'kibel pater. However, if I throw it to you, and then you run towards me and catch it on the run, then I'm pater. Even if the object traveled more than four amos, if you run to me, I'm pater. Why? Because since you moved, so the hanacha didn't happen at the place that I intended it to happen. Rather, the hanacha happened in a place that you intended it to happen. You ran forward and you changed the locus of the hanacha, and therefore I am pater. So the Gemara explains why is this. Amad mimakomo v'kibel chayev. If you stood still in your place and just caught the object in your hands, am chayev. Why? Habi'inan hanacha al gabi mokam arba. Why vileka? How does that work? Your hand is not four tefachim by four tefachim. We see from this braisa, you do not need a place that's four tefachim by four tefachim. Asks the Gemara, how do you have a proof from here? V'dilma hanacha hu de lo be'inan. Okay, from this braisa, you have a proof that a hanacha, to place it down, you don't need in a place of four by four. Ha'akira be'inan. But maybe this braisa holds that an akira from a place of 4x4 you do need, because in this case you have it. And furthermore, another question. V'hanachanami dilma pashit kanfei v'kibla. Who says this is talking about a case where the guy caught it in his hand? Maybe he caught it in his garment. He caught it in and the garment is 4x4. Maybe he caught it, you know, he had a baseball glove or something, or not a baseball glove, or he caught it in his coat. De'ikanami hanacha. You have hanacha dalet al dalet. So the Gemara rejects this proof as well. I think the Gemara has presented already like four possibilities how you can say there's a hanacha on a hand if a hand is not dalet al dalet. So the Gemara goes on to a next one. It's number five. Amar Rabbi Abba. So the Rabbi Abba, a different answer. Masnisin kigon she'akra mitrasko. Vihiniach al gabe trasko. Tikanami anocha. More answers. Maybe the case in the Mishnah where the Balabais placed the object in the hands of the Ani, or the Ani placed the object in the hands of the Balabais, it doesn't mean in the hand. It means he placed it in a basket that was in his hand. Ask the Gemara, wait. Vahayado k'tani. Doesn't the Mishnah say, yado? Doesn't that mean he put it in his hand? Come on. More answers. Tani, explain it to me like this. Traskal shebi yado. The basket that was in his hand. Says the Gemara. Ha teinach traskal b'rishus hayachim. This makes sense to say that we're talking about a basket that was in somebody's hand in the Rishus HaYachid. Hatein of Tras Kol Shibrusus Hayochid. Ela Tras Kol Shibrusus Harabim. Rishus Hayochid. But if the Ani is holding a basket in the Rishus Harabim, and the basket is 4x4, that basket now becomes a Rishus Hayochid. We're going to see in a moment. It depends how high he's holding the basket, the Gemara is going to say. We're going to see in a minute. But at first glance, the Gemara says, a 4x4 basket ain't a Rishus Harabim at all. It's a Rishus Hayochid. Lema delo Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. If you're going to explain the mission this way, you're going to have to say the mission is not like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, which is not a terrible thing. The Sadi we learned in the Brisa. So, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says as follows: Noatz koner brishus harabim uverosho traskal. If a person puts a pole, he sticks a pole in the middle of brishus harabim, and on top of that he puts a basket that's 4x4. Zarak v'nochal gabov, if someone throws something in the Rishus HaRabim, 4 amos. Or, I should not, that's not correct. Someone throws something from a Rishus HaRabim, and it rests in this basket, which is 4x4, in a Rishus HaRabim. De'i... A traskal zarak v'nachal gabav chayev. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, if you throw something from a rishus harabim onto that object, you are chayev. Meaning, yeah, I was right the first time. If you throw something even less than 4 amos, if you throw something from a rishus harabim into this pole with a basket on top of it in a rishus harabim, you are chayev for throwing something from Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYochid. Because it's in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, but it's on a basket that's 4x4. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, that's considered like a Rishus HaYochid. To Ik Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, if you're going to say that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Pashat Baal Abayis Yis Yodo Lachutz V'nasa L'soch Yodo Shel Adi, which means a basket in his hand, Amai Chayev, Mirshus Hayochid, Mirshus Hayochid Kamapik. If you say like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, a 4x4 basket on top of a pole is considered like a Mirshus Hayochid. So why should the Baal Abayis be Chayev from placing it into the hands of the Ani, which is really a basket of 4x4? Answers the Gemara, Afilu Temer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you say the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Hasam lemala me'asara. The case over there of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, where he said that a 4x4 basket in the middle of a Rishus HaRabim on top of a pole, that's talking about a pole where if you would measure from the bottom of the basket to the earth, you have more than 10 tefachim. So if you have more than 10 tefachim, we have this, I think it's called good achis, we'll talk about it here. Basically, the walls of the basket, we view them as if they go straight down to the floor, so you basically have de facto a rishus that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, which is called a rishus hayachim. So that's why Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says over there, which is Ayachid. But Hacha, in our Mishnah, Lamata Me'asara, we're talking about a case where the Ani's basket is below 10 Tfachim, and since it's below 10 Tfachim, even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would agree, it's not called a Rishus Ayachid, it's called a Rishus HaRabim. Says the Gemara, Kashile Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo didn't like this answer. How can you say the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Ani was holding a basket? Miktanin Shraskal Biyado. The Mishnah doesn't say he was holding a basket. Hayado Ktani. It just says his hand, not the basket. So the Gemara, of course, backs out on this answer as well. Ela Amar Rabbi Avohu. Rather, Rabbi, I think it's, we'll have to answer in about number 6 or 7, something like that. Amar Rabbi Avo, Kigon, Shishil Shel Yado, Lamata Mishlosha Vikimla. No, there's no basket. Case in the Mishnah of where the Hanach works on hand, if the Ani's hand was below 3 tvachim. I'm sorry. Yeah, below 3 tvachim off the ground. If the hand is below 3 tvachim off the ground, we consider the hand as if it's leveled to the ground, as if it's like it's on the ground, and therefore the ground is 4x4, so we consider the hand to be 4x4 also. Ask the Gemara, how could you say his hand was down close to the ground? The Ha'omed Katani says he was standing up. Answer the Gemara, 3 answers. Bishocha, either he was standing up, but he stretched down. He was standing up, but his hand, he was bowed down, bent over, and his hand was near the ground. Anybody say him a beguma? Maybe he was standing in a pit, so his hand was, he was standing in the pit, so his hand was below 3 tvachim outside the pit. Anybody say him a bananas? He was a midget. Wow, that's a pretty short midget. If his hand was less than 3 tvachim off the ground. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Ich bal tana lashmina kalhani, what? I need a Mishnah to teach me all of these wild kinds of cases? I mean, the Mishnah doesn't say any of this. The Mishnah's talking about a Stam case. So the Gemara rejects this answer as well. Ella Amar Rava, wow. So after all this, the Gemara is going to say, like, this is what the guys in Shir like to say, oh my gosh, this is the answer after all that? Says the Gemara, fascinating. Ela Amar Rava, Yado Shel Adam Chashuvalo Karba Al Arba. Wow. Says the Gemara, we consider, the halacha considers a person's hand. It's like a secure place. The person's hand is considered to be a secure place. That's the way people normally give things one to another. That you hand it into somebody's hand. So even though normally you need an akira from a makom dalid and an anocha from a makom dalid, that's only if you're not taking it from someone's hand. But someone's hand has an honorary status of being dalid al dalid. It's considered to be a secure location. And therefore, it's considered like a makom dalid al dalid. V'chein ki asa ravin, amar Rabbi Yochanan, yado shel adam chashuv alo, karba al arba. That a person's hand is considered like 4x4. Oh. So the Rambam Perush Mishnayos explains what's the pshat. Since, because your hand has the ability to, you can close your fingers on something, you can grab it, and it is the normal way because of that, because of the fact that a person's hand can clasp around something, because of that, it's considered like a secure place. That's the Rambam Perush Mishnayos. Fine. Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Elam, Rabbi Yochanan, Zarak Chefetz. If I throw an object and it rests in my friend's hand, chayav. Ask the Gemara. My Kamashmulan. What's Rabbi Yochanan trying to tell us with this statement? Rabbi Yochanan already taught us. What's he teaching us? Yadosh Ladum Chashuv Lo Karba. Rabbi Yochanan already taught us this one time. What does he have to say it again? Says the Gemara. Ma would say, Ma, you might have thought. That I was machshiv your hand by throwing something into it. But in a place where I wasn't intending to place something in your hand, rather I just threw it to you and you happened to catch it with your hand. Aim a low, you might have thought that a hand is not considered to be a secure place. Kamash Malad, Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you just happen to catch with your hand, still, your hand is considered to be significant. Oh. Amar Rav and Rav Eliyahu Amar Yechim. Amad b'makomo v'kibel chayav. If a person stood in his own place, person stood in the place where he is and he received an object, right? I throw something into your hand and you're 4 amos away from your Mishas Rabbah. And you're just standing in a place and you accept it. I'm chayav. Akar mi makomo v'kibel pater. However, if you run toward me and you catch it on the run while you're walking toward me, then I am pater. Why? Because we view this case as if I did the akira, but since you ran to me, you changed the status of the place of the hanacha in the middle of the act. So it's considered as if you did the hanacha. I did the akira, and you did the hanacha. Tanya nami hachi. We also learned in the Braisa supporting this, like we saw in the Braisa. Acher momrim. Omad b'makomo v'kibel chayev. Okar b'makomo v'kibel pater. If you stood still and I threw something to you and you caught it, I'm chayev. I did the whole akira, I did the hanacha. But if you run towards me, then I did the akira, but you did the hanacha. Bar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question. Zarak chayfetz v'nekar hu mimekomo v'chazar v'kiblo mahu. Guy did a self-pass. I'm throwing it to you. But in the middle, while still in the air, like I lob something to you, and then I run, and I catch the object earlier than it was going to rest by you. It would have rested by you, but I stopped it. I stopped it before it got to you. So I did a self-pass. Like I threw it, but then I stopped it early. Mao, what's the halacha? Says the Gemara, what's the kasha? You did the akir and you did the anacha. What's the shaila? My coming by the The question is if you have two different koiches in one person. When I threw it, it was going to land 6 feet, six amas away. Now I ran, I stopped it, it stopped at 5 amas. So it's two koiches of the same person. Is that considered like one person did the akira, one person did the hanacha, v'chayev, and v'chayev? Odilma kishnei bnei adam dami. Maybe we'll say, since at the time I did the akira, it was supposed to go 6 amos. So that was going to be one. The question is, does my akira have to be connected to the hanacha? Meaning, does the odilma kishnei bnei adam dami? Since when I threw it, it was going to land 6 amos away. And then I changed it up. I ran and stopped it when it was 5 amos away. So it's considered as if two different people did it. Upater, says the Gemara, teiku, let it stand. Let it stand. When I was a little kid, they used to tell us this. Teiku stands for Tishpi Yitaretz Kushios Vahabayos. But I think the more correct explanation is the word teiku comes from the word uki, luki, muki. Let it stand. Teiku means let it stand. Let's continue. The Svasemis asked a question here. What about if I throw it? In order for me not to be chayiv, do you have to actually run towards me? What about if you just stick your hand out, but your feet were in the same place, but you stuck your hand out? Does that count as an earlier hanacha or not? So Asemis talks about that question. It is from the words of the Rambam, it sounds like that I got to actually uproot my gamim chaver rak pashat yado, even if my friend just sticks out his hand and he didn't even move his body. So also, I wouldn't be chayev because I made the hanacha happen earlier, even though I didn't move my feet. Interesting. Okay. Amar Rav Yavanar Rav Yochanan. Hich nis yado l'soch chatzar shel chaveiro. Well, has a little bit of a strange case over here. Okay, I'm your next door neighbor, and it's raining. And don't forget, there was no running water at the time. So there's rain falling, and I want to get some drinking water, some rainwater, but it's raining into your chutzner on your Shabbos. So, a guy sticks his hand into his friend's chutzner, and, I guess he has a cup, and he sticks it into his friend's chutzner, v'kibel mei geshamim, my cup gathers rainwater in your chutzner, v'hotzi, and then I took it out of your chutzner into the Rosh Hashanah. I guess I'm walking to Rosh Hashanah, and it's raining in your chutzner. So I stick my hand into your chutzner to get the rainwater, and I bring it to Rosh Hashanah. Chayev. So I'm chayev. Now this is interesting, because the question is, so it's considered as if I did an akira from the Rosh Hashanah and brought it to Rosh Hashanah. Now the strange thing here is that the rain came from the heavens. So where's the akira? So somehow, it sounds like from this point, me holding the cup in your airspace of Rosh Hashanah, catching the rain in the airspace, and then taking it into the Rosh Hashanah, that's considered to be an akira from Rosh Hashanah, and not from Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, Maskifla Rab Zera. Rab Zera says, wait a second. That's against our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said, if the Baal HaBayis puts something in the Ani's hand, and then the Ani takes it out, so the Ani's putter, because the Baal HaBayis did that kira. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Mali Yitino Chaver, Mali Yitino Shamayim. What's the difference if my friend places it in my cup versus if Hashem from the heavens put it in my cup? Either way, I didn't do the akira. Ihu lo avid akira. I didn't do the akira. Says the Gemara, you're right. Lo tema kibel. Okay, right. The case is not where I'm just catching the rainwater in my cup or in my hand. Ella kalat. What it means is that I received the water in my hand. I smacked the water. The water is coming down, and I'm smacking it from the Rosh Hashanah. I'm smacking it from one hand into the other hand. So I'm smacking from one hand into the other hand, and therefore it's considered like I did an akira on this. Asks the Gemara, but don't we need an akira from a place of 4x4? But here I'm smacking it out of the air. So it's not a makom dalad al dal. Answer the Gemara, Rav Chiya bar Reda Rav Huna, kigon shekolat me'al gabei akosel. So what's happening here? The rainwater is falling on top of a wall in the Rishus Hayachid, and the wall is dalad al dalad. And once the rain falls on the wall, I'm smacking it from one hand to the next, and then bringing it into the Rishus Harabim. Says the Gemara, Al gabi kosel nami, halo nach. But the water is—it's not gathering there. It's the water keeps on spilling off the wall onto the ground. So the water is not in one place. How can you call that a makom hanacha? Answer the Gemara, Kedama Rava, like Rava says elsewhere, bikosel mishupa. We're talking about a case of a wall that has a gradual incline. The wall is sharp at the top, and it sort of gets fatter at the bottom, so it's like comes to a point. It's a slanted wall. Hachanami b'kosel mishupa. So I gathered the water off of a slanted wall, and at this point the Gemara thinks that should be considered like the wall is munach on the kosel, and by gathering the water from there, I should be chai. Says the Gemara, where did Rava say this halacha? Where did Rava tell us this lumdus of the kosel mishupa? By a very interesting case. Ahodisnan. On the following case that we learned in the Mishnah. Haya kore b'sefer. If a person was reading in a Megillah. A daf yomi coincidence. Shushan Purim. Finally we had a Megillah. A guy was reading a book, but the book was made like a Megillah, like picture the Megillah from Purim. Allah is skupa. He was reading this on the front stoop of his house, which is not called a Rishus HaYochid, it's called a Karmelis, because it's not enclosed. The front stoop of the house, it's not enclosed, but it's not a Rishus HaRabim. People don't walk there. It's a Karmelis. It's a Rishus HaRabim Derabbanan. The Niskal Gelas Sefer Miyado. And now the Megillah rolls out of your hand, and it's into the Rishus HaRabim. So one part of the Megillah is in your hand, and one part of the Megillah is rolled out. So one part of the Megillah is in a Karmelis, and one part of the Megillah is in a Rishus HaRabim. Gololo Etzlo, you are allowed to roll it to you on Shabbos because you're holding on to one hand. It's not called an Akir from Rishus HaRabim. Haya Kore Barosh HaGag, if you're reading a Megillah on your rooftop, V'Nisgagal HaSefer Miyado, and the Megillah rolls out into the Rishus HaRabim. Adshelo Higia La'asara Tfachim, if the Megillah doesn't reach close to 10 tfachim of the ground, go low at slow, then you're allowed to roll it back to you. However, once it gets within 10 tfachim of the ground, you're not allowed to roll it back to you. Hofcho al-aksav, you should turn it over so that the written part of it, I guess it was a chumash, so written part of it is facing inward, so nobody sees it, so it's not a bizayon to the sefer. And you're not allowed to roll it back. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Vavinaba, amai hofchal aksav, halo nach. It's not in Rishus HaRabim yet. Amarava bikosel mishupa. Oh, we're talking about a case where you have a slanted wall. The Mishnah's talking about a case where there's a slanted wall in the Rishus HaRabim, and the sefer is nach, is resting on the slant of the wall. So Rava says, something resting on a slanted wall, that is considered to be a hanacha. That's considered to be a hanacha. Ah. What's the difference between the case of the iskupa versus the case of the ceiling? The case of the iskupa, it's only nisa derabanan. So the chachamim, since you're holding on to one end of it, and it's only a derabanan, so the chachamim were not gozer in a case where you are standing in the karmelis and you're holding on to it. The chachamim weren't gozer over there. That's what Rashi says. But if you're standing on the roof, that's a rishus hayachid doiraisa, and it's into a rishus haram doiraisa. So the rabbi said, you can't. So therefore, in that case, you're not allowed to roll it in, as it were. Says the Gemara. Wait, Amor de Amarava. Where did Rava say that when it's on the slant of the wall? Besefer de Avin Denayich. So the book could possibly rest on that slanted wall. Mayim, but water. Even if it's on a slanted wall, it's going to continue to roll down the wall, so it's not in a stopped place. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's not the case. So what's the case of the rain? Elo amarava, kegon shekolat me'al gabe guma. We're talking about a case of where the rainwater falls into a pit, so it's stopped in the pit, and now you are taking the rainwater from a stationary pit filled with water. So the water is resting on the other water that's in there, and that's considered to be hanacha. Ah. Asks the Gemara, guma, it's on a pit, pshita. Isn't that obvious that it's a good akir? What in the world is the chiddush of this? Says the Gemara, ma'u de seima, mayim al gabe mayim lav hanacha hu. You might think that water on top of other water is not a good hanacha, and therefore when I uproot it, it's not an akira. Kamash malan, we see from here that Rabbi Yochanan holds that water on top of water is considered to be a good akira. And says the Gemara, v'az the Rava l'taime. Rava here goes according to his own reasoning elsewhere. Da'ama Rava, mayim agabe mayim hainu anachasan. Water on top of water, it is considered to be stationary. That's considered to be a hanacha. And therefore, if I uproot from a bar in a Rishus HaYachid and I take the water out of there into Rishus HaRabim, I'm chayav, egos al gabe mayim. However, a walnut that's floating on the water, lav hainu anachasa. If I pick up a walnut from inside a rishus hayachid, it's floating on water. So a walnut floating on water is not called stationary. But water floating on top of water, that's the normal place of it, and therefore it is called stationary. And therefore, if I uproot water from a well and take it outside, I would be chayav on Shabbos. Unbelievable. Oh, says the Gemara, what about a walnut floating in a kli on the water? Say if you have a walnut floating in a plate that's floating on water. Says the Gemara, Bai Rava, egos bikli ukli tzaf al gabe mayim. Let's say you have a walnut in the vessel, and the vessel's floating on the water. Is that considered to be a good hanacha? Basar egos as Leland, do we look at the nut, which is pretty stationary? Vahanaich, it's in the kli, so it's stationary. Odilma basar kli as Leland, do we look at the kli and the kli is floating? Vahalonaich, deny it. The kli is considered to be, right, that's like the age-old question, right? If you're sitting in a boat, and the boat is moving, but you're not moving, are you considered to be moving or not? I'm sitting in one place, but the boat is moving. Answers the Gemara, teiku. The Gemara has no answer, let it stand. Continues the Gemara, in a similar kind of a situation, shemen shetzaf al gabe yayin. What? So now, water on top of water, we said, is called stationary. A nut on top of water is not called stationary. A nut on top of a kli on top of water, that is a teiku, we don't know. What about two liquids? Shemen shetzaf al gabe yayin. What about oil that's floating on top of water? Is that called stationary? If you would lift up oil. In my house, the way we light Shabbos candles every Shabbos is we fill up the glazel with water about 3/4 of the way up. And then on top of the water, we pour oil directly on top of the water. All the oil sits on top of the water. And my wife lights with oil. We don't want to fill the entire glazel up with oil every Shabbos. That it would burn for 10 hours. It would burn way too long. So we just fill up the top of the glazel. Because oil, the physics guys will know this, oil, right, is has a thicker consistency than water. And therefore, oil floats on top of water. And apparently, oil floats on top of wine as well. I never tried it, but apparently it does. Shemen shetzaf al gabe yayin. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui v'Rabbanon. That's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui v'Rabbanon in a different place. The Snan. We learned in the Mishnah. Shemen shetzaf al gabe yayin. Let's say you have shemen of truma that's floating on top of wine of truma. V'naga tvul yom. Tvul yom is a guy who went to the mikveh that day, but he's still tummy till the night. He has a minor degree of tumah till the night he went to the mikveh. He's got to wait for hair of shemesh. He's considered to be a sheni l'tumah. And a sheni makes truma into a shlishi. So if he touches b'shemen, lo pasal el shemen bilvad. He only passes the shemen because we don't consider the shemen to be attached to the wine. We consider the wine and the oil attached. It's all one thing. And since it's all one thing, not only does the oil become tame, the wine becomes tame as well. Amar Rabbi Yavin, Amar Malay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hayaton ochlin umashkin. Let's say a person was carrying food and drink, and he was planning on moving it from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room. And then in the middle, v'nichnas v'yotze, and he's walking around Rishus HaYachid. He goes into Rishus HaYachid. He goes out of Rishus HaYachid. He changes his mind in the middle. He's walking, and then he goes out of the Rishus HaYachid, goes back in, goes out. Kol hayom kulo. Eino chayev ad sheya'amod. He's not chayev until he stands still. He's got to stand still somewhere. We'll see where in a minute. Amar Abaye, v'hu she'amad lafush. In other words, here's the story. A guy's walking around in his house, carrying stuff. And then in the middle, he decides to walk out, but he keeps walking. Then he walks back in, then he walks out, then he walks back in. If he stops, and then he walks out, then he'd be chayev. Says Abai, it depends why he stops. Amar Abai, v'hu she'omad lafush. That's only if he stops just to take a break. but not if he stops to adjust the package on his shoulder. Says where Mimai, how do I know this? Midamar Mar, from the fact that Rabbah said that if a person's carrying an object, four objects of the Rabbah, Toch Arba Amos Amad Lafush Pater. If a guy's carrying something four Amos in Rishus Rabbah, if he takes a break after two Amos, if he took a break to actually take a break, because he's too heavy, he was too heavy, Pater. But La Kasef, but if he took a break to adjust the object on his shoulder, Chayav, he'd be Chayav. Why? Because taking a break to adjust the object, that's all considered part of the carrying. That's the normal course of carrying. It's not considered to be a new Hanach and a new Akira. Chutz la'arba amos amad lefush. However, if he stopped to take a break after four amos, so then a break to take a rest would be chayav. It's the opposite. La'kasev, if he took a break to adjust it, pater. Because you didn't stop. So you see from Rabbah that it depends what kind of break you take. What's considered to be a hanacha? A break just to take a rest, yeah, that's a hanacha. But a break to adjust the package on your back, that's considered part of the walking. And it's not considered to be a stop if you take such a break. Oh. Says the Gemara, my kamashmon. What's Rabbi Yochanan teaching us? Shaloh haisa akir misha rishona lekach. That when your original leaving was not for this purpose, right? You were originally walking from one place, one corner of the room to the other. And then you changed your mind that that's not called an Akira. Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan HaZimner. Rabbi Yochanan already said it one other time. Dom Rav Safra, Rav Yab, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar v'chafotzim mizavis l'zavis. If a person is carrying objects from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, v'nim l'chalein v'otziyan, and then he changed his mind mid walking. He changed his mind and walked out with them to Rishus Rabbim. Patr, shlohai sakir mishar shonakach. So why did Rabbi Yochanan have to teach us this halacha in two different contexts? The Gemara said, you're right. Amoroi ninu. The two Amoroi, I'm quoting this, were two different people. Mar amala b'hai lishna, umar amala b'hai lishna. One Torah, Rabbi Yochanan's teaching in this case of a guy walking from place to place with that language. And the other one taught it with the case of Hayatono chluna mashkin. And another one had the same exact halacha in a different context. Gentlemen, the next topic is a new topic. We will stop here. Have a wonderful day and a freilichen shushan parim.